before we get going, let's just give a nice bit of praise to College Station Noon Lions, all the other Lions clubs, and of course all the volunteers that put together I Love America last night.
Yeah.
I mean, we're fortunate when you look around our Brazos Valley region. There's nobody that puts on a show quite like that on July 4th.
Yeah, and it goes on for a long, long time. I mean, it can be an all-day thing. So we do. We appreciate that, and we're glad for every year we can do that. You were coming back from Omaha, I think, when you were in the rotation 2 weeks ago. So we have a lot of stuff to talk about. Let's go back to the MPO.
Sure.
The MPO has now put out their basically game plan for what roads are going to look like by 2050. Tell me how that impacts your city.
Well, MPO, of course, is the Metropolitan Planning Organization. And what it does is when you get to about 100,000 people, you're allowed to go out there and give an idea of what you think the community is going to look like. In this case, that thoroughfare plan is for 2050. Some people would go 2050.
That's forever from now.
Well, you know what? Guess what? Add another 17 years, and we're up at 34, and then another 17, and you're at 51.
Yeah.
So some folks can probably go when they remember, is my computer going to work in this century?
Right, sure.
And that was 17, 18 years ago.
Yeah, it was. That's right.
All right. So, and a lot of things have changed. And the MPO plan is kind of like the city's comprehensive plan. You try to capture what you think the city is going to look like in 2050, in this case. You know, parts of it might actually look exactly like the MPO is suggesting. But on the other hand, it may be vastly different. We're seeing that in places like Northgate. Who would have thought back around, 1990, that Northgate would have 17-story student housing units and multiple others in the double digits as far as the number of floors they have, just all over Northgate. And what's good about it, Scott, is that as people buy property now, particularly going to our south, with the MPO plan of the different loops that we're looking at eventually going around Bryan College Station, they can know that you buy that property, be on notice. You buy that property, you invest your dollars into that property, there's likely to be a road through here. Know where that's going to be, so invest wisely.
Yeah, it is. The stuff's out there. It's not a secret. Likewise, it's been now almost 3 weeks, but the news probably is still just as viable. You basically found out that in the next 5 years, we've got $300 million in projects in College Station and another $206 million that are unfunded. You got a long wish list here. Where do you go?
Well, and part of that, what is unfunded, that could grow. One of the things that while I was gone, I went to the U.S. Mayor's Conference. While I've spent time as recently as Friday in Austin, that's state legislation. And, of course, we're concerned about the dollars we get from the state. We can't bank, using that term, bank on what it is that we will get from the state. Mm-hmm. Because right now the governor has made it very clear that he thinks the state should dictate to local governments about what they can and cannot do. In essence, changing College Station's efforts from being a home rule community to a general law community, which is what your real small towns, less than 5,000, are. Same thing's true, though, at the federal level.
Well, let's stop there. Let's go ahead and delve into that a little bit so people can understand what that does mean. How would that change governance in College Station?
In essence, it means that we cannot determine what our own ordinances are if the governor had his way. It even gets into, most recently in November, we passed the, no texting, hands off your cell phone law. And the governor now has that coming back in special session. He's already passed one, but he doesn't think that goes far enough. He thinks that the state needs to completely tell every municipality what they need to do. And I would offer that we are different than, let's say, Conroe. Conroe doesn't have a major university in it, but it has other elements in it, has some large highways that go through it, just as one point. But here we are where the university is such a dominant part of our character here as a city. We have to pay attention to the folks that populate that university and have laws then that address what our needs are in this community.
Well, simply, there are areas of the city where the demographics are completely different than the surroundings.
Absolutely.
Where the oldest people in the vast area are 25 years old.
Sure.
Well, we've got people that are older than that, too. Well, so do you see that's the first salvo that's being fired then from Austin, that we're going to see more of this, that you're going to get more directives from Austin?
If you go back and you look at the governor's comments, I believe it was back on March 21st. That's a good indication of where he would like to see legislation go during his term. And so we've got another round coming up in the 86th. We just finished the 85th legislature. So we'll see how things go. And it'll be interesting to see how the folks respond when he comes up for re-election.
Well, okay, so let's get back to our budget situation. So I'm just going to ask you, do we have to be looking? Because what had happened is y'all spent a lot of time, blood, sweat, tears, and political capital on impact fees,
yes.
And you found out that this isn't going to bring you but $2 or $3 million.
Oh, and we knew that going in, yeah.
This is water, wastewater, I guess your transportation will bring you another million. So are we looking at another tax increase in College Station?
Most likely. I would be lying if I said no. The other element that comes all in play and is part of that amount that you're talking about is the police station. Our police station is so inadequate. Just one example, our evidence room. Our officers and those in charge of the evidence room do one heck of a job keeping everything sorted and in place where it needs to be. But some of the things that they're picking up now, you don't want to have out in the open anywhere. You want them to be refrigerated, lock and key. For example, you go and you make a drug bust. Some of that stuff needs to be refrigerated so that it maintains its potency.
Mm-hmm.
So later on, when you finally do get to court and it has to be tested, you can say, oh, yeah, this is exactly what we said it was. And there's other elements of it. Just the types of equipment that our officers have now. I'll give you one simple example, body cameras, right? When that police station was built, did anybody ever think that we would be carrying body cameras? When that police station was built, did we think we'd be carrying mace?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah.
All right. Just those kinds of things and that kind of equipment. Plus, we've had to grow our police department. It's going to have to continue to grow. We're short right now. College Station is known as a great training ground. For police officers, and a lot of them come here, they get their training, and they go to other more, what they believe will be more lucrative positions or positions in larger cities, so they have a chance to grow in their own careers. I understand that, but we're trying to see what we can do to keep them here, and part of that is to have a facility and the equipment that make them feel that, hey, you're not only going to be a good police officer, but you're going to be able to come home every night.
Carl Mooney, the mayor of College Station, joining us. And I don't think you've let any cat out of a bag when you say there's probably a tax increase. And I'll have you back, and we'll talk again about the impact fees, because there are going to probably be adjustments in water, wastewater, and those other
Absolutely.
Things. But we'll talk about that another day. Because I want to end it by giving you a chance to discuss the Convention Visitors Bureau meeting of last Friday. The College Station representative, Councilmember Rectrick, was pretty direct and pretty pointed in his comments to the board, saying that we need to change the way the game is played. He'd like to see a change in the bylaws. And Ben Hardiman, who's the representative from Bryan City Council, also there, and basically in agreement. We're in the process now, apparently, of getting together some sort of a framework for that. Tell me what your part is in this.
Well, the College Station Council will meet again on July 13th, and we will discuss all the elements that Councilman Rectrick will bring to us from that meeting. We'll be taking a look at everything that the CVB is and what we think it needs to be. And if those things don't match up, we'll be coming up with some recommendations, and we need to move quickly, because in essence, we have a month. Our budget workshops will start the third week of August, third full week of August. And, you know, we'll spend 3 days. And in those 3 days, we need to come up with a budget that we'll be able to live with come October 1. There will be public hearings after those workshops, so the public will have an opportunity to voice its pleasure, displeasure, concerns, whatever you want to call them. But we need to make sure that we are acting as a council, not as an individual. And so we'll take those steps and carefully take as much time as we absolutely need to starting on the 13th.
Well, but it has to be done. I mean, you'll
absolutely
take as much time as you need to. Basically, what I believe the framework that that the council member put forth is the executive committee would go away, that the board would basically be seven members, and College Station may have three or four of the seats on that seven members, and that they would be the ones who would be the active body. Is that, in essence, something you're in agreement with?
Well, again, you know, we're in a city where the mayor has one vote, and the vote is the same as any other member on council. And one of the reasons we do that is so that we will never have to face a stalemate where you've got three and three on either side. And so as I stand here today, I can't tell you exactly what this council is going to decide. That is one of the suggestions that has been made to reduce the board sizes and so forth. And there's other elements as well. You know, the main thing is College Station needs to have a CVB-type organization. Well, whether it's exactly the same one we have today or something different, maybe board sizes are changed. There's a number of elements here. Funding, of course, is a huge element of all of this. But we need, for the sake of our hoteliers, our convenience stores, for the sake of our city, we rely heavily on sales tax and hotel occupancy tax as well. So we need to make sure we're doing everything to meet the needs of our city, and that includes having a strong, vibrant, healthy, well-funded CVB.
Now, you've been on this board. There was a time when you
years
were there.
Years ago, yes.
Have you put pen to paper on some ideas?
I could tell you, yes, I have some ideas that I will share with council on the 13th.
Okay, but not before. Got anything else? That's what I've got. Do you have anything else for me today?
No. It's you know, it's summertime, folks. It's hot out there. You know, one of the things that was evident even last night, folks were walking around and just weren't staying hydrated and such. And so fortunately, we had some great EMT services there to address those folks' needs. But folks, just be safe out there, you know, swimming pools, that sort of thing. You know, we love our citizens. We want them all to be safe and sound and healthy.
Absolutely. Thanks for the time this morning.
Yes, sir.